the universe. Endless, wonderful, and incredibly exciting. Planets many times larger than the Earth. Gigantic black holes whose structures defy the known laws of physics. The nuclear reactor of the sun, which is also the source of our life-giving energy. And billions of cities of stars that make up galaxies. The universe is truly unimaginably large and is full of wonders waiting to be discovered. It is so vast that we cannot even properly determine the boundaries of the universe. According to the latest astrophysical research, the limits of the observable universe are at least 93 billion light years in diameter. This is a number far beyond our comprehension. Just consider that light travels at a speed of 300,000 kilometers a second, a speed that would allow one photon of light to travel around the world seven times in just a second. 93 billion light years. While we are still not able to comprehend the meaning of this number, the situation is even further complicated by another finding. Every second, the universe is expanding at an alarming rate, and this speed is gradually increasing.
In this episode of Miracle Planet, we will examine the expansion of the magnificent universe and our world's place within it. We will also look at the beginning of it all, the Big Bang, which is the moment of birth of our universe, and some of the amazing new discoveries of astronomy.
Scientific information is important for us. Every new piece of information about the universe we obtain allows us to widen our horizons a little bit more. By God's grace, as we expand our horizons and increase our knowledge, we grow more in awe of our Lord's infinite wisdom, glory, and power.
Let's begin this episode of Miracle Planet.
Place in the universe. If our minds are unable to really grasp the enormous scale of the universe, how do we know our place in it? We can use the size of the world as a benchmark to help us understand the true magnitude of the universe. For example, a point of reference might be that the diameter of the sun is 103 times that of the Earth. Let's explain this using a comparison. If we take the size of the Earth to be that of a marble, then the Sun becomes a sphere twice the size of a soccer ball. What is really striking here is the distance between them. Following the above model, our Earth, the size of a marble, is 280 meters away from the Sun, the size of two footballs. If we apply this to our solar system, then we would need to place the planets kilometers away. You may conclude from this simulation that the solar system is truly huge. However, compared to the size of the Milky Way galaxy in which it lies, the size of the solar system is rather modest. This is because the Milky Way galaxy contains around 250 billion stars, many of which are even larger than the Sun. The Milky Way is such a massive collection of stars that if you tried to cross it with a jet plane, it would take you 100 billion years to go from one end to the other. However, what is truly incredible is that the Milky Way galaxy is generally considered a small place within space. There are other galaxies in space. In fact, it is estimated that there are somewhere between 200 and 300 billion of them. And as more are continuously being discovered, the actual number remains unknown. The tiny Earth in the universe.
Our world was created as a very special place for life within a universe so vast that we cannot reach its limits. For us, the planet's thousands of meters high mountains, the wide plains, and the enormous oceans make the world seem huge. But in comparison to the vast dimensions of space, it covers an almost negligible area.
When you consider the width of the universe and the size of celestial bodies, then the size of the world is as tiny as a grain of sand in my hand.
To envision a better view of our small position in the universe than the picture of a pale blue dot that you now see on your screen. Yes, as you may have guessed, that little blurred blue dot in the photograph shows our world all alone in the vastness of space. The Voyager 1 probe took the photograph from the staggering distance of 6.4 billion kilometers away from the Earth. The astronomer Carl Sagan made the following comments in his speech on this impressive photograph.
Consider again that dot. That's here. That's home. That's us. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of, every human being, whoever was, lived out their lives. The Earth is a very small stage in a vast cosmic arena. Think of the rivers of blood spilled by all those generals and emperors, so that in glory and triumph they could become the momentary masters of a fraction of a dot. Our posturing, our imagined self-importance, the delusion that we have some privileged position in the universe, are challenged by this point of pale light. Our planet is a lonely speck in the great enveloping cosmic dark.
We can better understand our position in the universe due to advances in science, and we realize how we are mistaken to so greatly regard ourselves.